Legion, guys, how you doing?
Good to be here, Mike.
Guten Abend, Mike.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
Great. Well, we're going to get started right away. Dr. Hertz, I really want to talk to you first. Tell me something about yourself.
Well, Mike, I have an honorary doctorate, so I wouldn't necessarily trust me with your physical conditions. However, I first met the rest of the band when I was a little bit younger. I grew up in Essen, Germany, and my dad was a mortician. So I had been studying medicine at the university there, and I went to see a rock show, and at the time, our guitarist, P. Promise, was playing in a band called Der Katastrophe.
Yeah.
And they were terrible, and I was quite drunk, so I remember yelling up, why don't you do the world a favor and kill yourself? And he hit me on the face with a guitar. So we became good friends after that. You know, in Germany, there's like a kind of a sadomasochistic bond that people, friends have.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get it here in the States so much, but...
Yeah, leather and this sort of thing.
Yeah, and so anyway, we decided to start our own band, a better band, and we called it Legion. And we found a drummer. And a bass player. She was a kind of a Hausfrau.
Yeah, and I had just switched from Glockenspiel to guitar.
That's
so
true.
It was a learning time for us.
Right. So we met this woman Dreda, and she was kind of our common law wife.
Yeah.
Between the two of us.
We all had a go.
Yeah. And anyway, so we after some time we ran into Venison, who's our drummer. He's not here with us tonight, but we ran into him, and we became a real band. We moved to the States,
yeah,
to New York.
Interesting point. Venison has no tongue. He was hunting with his uncles in the Black Forest, and his tongue was ripped from his mouth by an angry reindeer. And he's not with
he's
us
mute.
Today,
he's
but
mute.
If he was, you wouldn't hear him.
He's at a meeting of some organization tonight.
I believe NRA tonight.
NA. It could have been NA or
tonight.
NRA, or it could have been NAMBLA.
Could
we
have.
We don't know. It
could
started
have
with an N and it ended with an A. That's all we know.
Right.
So anyway, we're playing in town tonight and at McGuinn's. So we're looking forward to that.
Great. Perfect. So... You alluded to your friend over here,
yes.
P. Promise. Now, unfortunately, what I have on my scorecard, that is not actually your name. But due to the FCC here in America, we may not say your first name.
Yeah, I understand the stringent measures the FCC takes here in the States. So.
But we should let our listeners know that when we say P. Promise, it means the exact same thing as what his name really is.
I promise.
Sounds like fist.
Yeah.
But it's not.
It's not.
And to my right here, I think we have the only American in the band. Is this correct?
That's right, Mike.
And you are the bass player.
I am the bass player now. That's correct.
So you go by American Art.
I am. I'm the only American in the band. And actually, I have a unique story. I'm going to break it to your listeners. I'm a time traveler.
A time traveler.
That's right, Mike. A time traveler. I was born in 1747. In Boston, just outside of Boston, and I went to the New Amsterdam Conservatory for what you may call double bass. Back in those days, we called it viola da gamba, but that's another story.
Viola da gamba.
Viola da gamba, yeah.
It's a wonderful story.
Well, the bass isn't really a viol. It's not a relative. It's not in the violin family. It's a gamba. It's more closely related to the guitar, which is interesting because that's what I do now. I play bass guitar with Legion, the greatest rock and roll band the world has ever known.
And thank God you can time travel today.
There was a time when you couldn't.
You couldn't do it.
That's true.
And now
it was a time
makes
before.
So many things feasible for us as a band.
So I'm confused. If you can time travel, how come you haven't...
I don't think that's fair. He only time traveled once to get to the future.
Sure.
So you can never time travel again.
Well, why would he want to? He's sitting in the most fantastic position he could have for one's life.
He plays an amplified bass now.
They don't
There's
make
no
you,
more da gabo.
They don't let you talk much, do they?
And there's reason for that.
See, Arthur was struck by lightning in his bizarre time travel incident, and...
It rocketed him forward.
His brain as well. A little bit rocketed, as we say.
Rocketed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right, Mike. I appeared at the gravesite of Legion's former bass player, Mr. Pod, and they didn't have a bass player and I didn't have a band because they were back 200 years ago. And
it was destiny. It was like fate meeting destiny at the crossroads of kismet.
I was going to say Chuck E. Cheese, but
and this band needed a jolt.
Well, sorry, that threw me off with the Chuck E. Cheese. Not what? Do they have that in Germany?
It's called something else.
Yeah, it has a different name. It's more haunting. It's more based on German mythologies and children's tales. So it's very frightening, actually.
So now you come from Hamburg, P. Promise.
Yeah. I'm originally from Hamburg, and I was translocated to Essen as well. Der Katastrophe was playing all around Germany, and we found a home at Essen. The black, billowing smoke and vile atmosphere of the industry there.
The home was, of like Krups,
yeah,
and Braun,
and us. It's and, perfect. Uh-huh,
yeah.
We're like a piece of German engineering for sure.
You're listening to Lesion here on 107.7 The Bronc. I'm Mike Lovett. We're going to take a short commercial break and be right back after these messages.
Juice.
107.7 The Bronc has a new addition to the station. 107.7 The Bronc is proud to announce The Bronx Beat, a new music newsletter covering live music and newly released albums. Make sure you check your rider email for The Bronx Beat or go to www.1077thebronc.com to be up to date on music in the area and around the world.
107.7 The Bronc.
107.7 The Bronc, WRRC. Mike Lovett back here with Lesion. Guys, welcome back.
Woo!
Dankeschön.
Now, everybody out there is probably wondering, how'd you get started with your instruments? I mean, did you just one day say, I want to play a guitar? Or one day say, I want to play the bass? Dr. Hertz.
Well, I'll tell you, Mike, I was born with a kind of commanding, thundering, erotic baritone as a speaking voice. So it wasn't a great leap for me to turn it into a singing voice. And I think your listeners will find, if they come to see us live, it's like a steel ball wrapped in velvet. It's like having your face caressed by what am I trying to say? Like a
Viking?
It's like having your face caressed by a Viking when I sing right to it.
Yeah.
For me it was a natural leap, and I've never, and it's easy. I carry it with me at all times.
Yeah.
It's just I love it. I love singing.
Be promised.
I was going to say the doctor is the only one who can carry his instrument with him everywhere he goes, which is kind of nice, but he doesn't carry any other gear. So
nine. We have roadies for that.
Yeah. For me, I'm only in my early 20s right now, so I haven't been playing very long, but I was really inspired to make sounds as a child just to exercise demons. To work them out from the inside.
Like a literal demon that you have?
Yeah, like a small greenish-red demon who lives inside you and maybe has levers to control your body and such. So I tried to remove that with the sounds. That
like there's like a series of vacuum tubes.
There could be vacuum tubes so he could get around, sure, within my body.
Like pneumatic tubing.
Yeah, and there would be passageways past the heart and lungs and such. But mostly he resided in my brain, I think. I don't know if he's gone now, but I continue to hammer away at the guitar in effort to make sure that he doesn't return.
Wow. American art. Why? Why bass?
I was trained in the finest conservatories here in the colonies. My mentor, Sir Francis Pinkerschuft, one of the greatest gamba players of all time. I started before I could stand.
Pinkerschuft, is that German?
I think he was Dutch.
All right, well, we're going to take a short break, another short break, and once we come back, Lesion's going to play a little song for us. Sound good, guys?
Yeah. All right, Mike.
Mm-hmm. All right, you're listening to 107.7 The Bronc.
Want to keep up with 107.7 The Bronc without clogging up your inbox?
You've got mail.
Friend us on Facebook at Facebook.com. Just search for 107.7 The Bronc and become a fan.
It even vibrates like real.
Or if you prefer your updates to be short and sweet, just follow our tweets at Twitter.com/1077TheBronc.
Prepare to be astonished.
Stay up to date on the latest programs, contests, and giveaways with Facebook and Twitter from 107.7 The Bronc.
Goodbye.
107.7 The Bronc, WRRC. We're back here with the band Legion. I'm Mike Lovett, your host. They've got their axes out. They've got their tools. Their voices are all tuned up and ready to go. You guys going to sing a song for us?
Right. This is a song called Jump Ramp, and it's on our our newest CD called Senior's Ball. And we're going to do it acoustic for you now. And your listeners should know that normally, you know, this song rocks like a thunder punch. But we're going to give it a try acoustic now.
Lady, would you sing already? Cause I had it up to here. Every time I rev the crank, there's a buzzing in my ear. It took 7 years of bad luck, multiplied by five. With all the times I dumped this thing, it's a wonder I'm still alive. Am I going fast enough? No way. Am I going fast enough? No way. Am I going fast enough? No way. Sign my name on the tar with a tire burn. It doesn't matter how many times I never seem to learn. Getting from point A to B is the best that you can do. It's a drag when the other side looks just like the rear view. Am I going fast enough? No way. Am I going fast enough? No way. Am I going fast enough? No way. It in your face, this is more of an exhibition than a formal race. So don't kid the kidder. No! Don't kid the kidder. No! Am I going fast enough? No way. Am I going fast enough? No way. Am I going fast enough? No way. Jump right.
.77 The Bronc, WRRC. We're back here with Legions. Guys, that song was awesome.
Dankeschön.
Vielen Dank.
Thank you, Mike.
That song was off your CD, Senior's Ball. You got any other ones?
Right. Well, Senior's Ball is our most recent album, but we have three albums before that. We have Fantasy Dance Party and You and What Army, and our first album is called Slabratory, and I think all of them are now available on iTunes. Maybe not Fantasy Dance Party. I don't know about that one, but they're all available on iTunes now. This album took about, it actually took almost 5 years for us to make this record. So there was a kind of a big gap, but we're really proud of it. It's really our best material.
Yeah, we weren't working on it for 5 years, but
it
took place over 5 years.
If that took you 5 years, how long have you guys been actually playing?
Well, we've been playing for about 12 years in New York, but P and I... Yeah. I call you P on the radio.
It's great.
Have known each other for a little bit longer than that. But yeah, we've been together for some time.
You guys say you've played in New York. So what are some of the venues that you've actually played in?
We've played Irving Plaza and the...
We played the old Limelight. And a lot of places are gone, unfortunately. We played Continental and also... Arlene's Grocery.
Chenet.
What was the one on St. Mark's, though? It was Coney Island.
Oh, Coney Island.
It's gone
classic.
Now. So now we play out of Trash Bar a lot in Brooklyn.
We get out about on the East Coast a bit, but mostly, you know, having our suppliers, so to speak, in New York, we try to stay centralized.
Yeah. Right. We're going on a little bit of a tour this coming Memorial Day. We're going out to
Cleveland and Chicago and Pittsburgh.
Right.
And we'll be rocking for the USVA, a benefit show there, and getting some support for our troops, wounded troops. Your troops were German, but we appreciate things. And we're very proud of our new album, so we're very happy to take it out on the road, Seniors Ball, and they do. And, yeah, get your copy.
What sets you apart from other bands? Who have you played with that, you know, people will be like, oh, I know them?
Tenacious D, we played with, and...
Yeah, that was a fantastic experience. We opened up with for Tenacious D in right. L.A. We've played with Pansy Division. Folks might know the Pansy Division.
Right.
We've also played with the seminal hippie jam rock band Mo as an opening
right,
number.
Right, we opened for Mo that one time, and it was kind of a disaster.
And we've played with a number of different metal acts around the States here, and...
But you know, it's. I think what sets us apart is that our live show is thundering, and I'm glad to bring it to McGuinn's. It's McGuinn's, right?
Yeah, we're going. Right. Yeah, I do believe you guys are playing at McGuinn's, which is on Route 1 South in Lawrenceville. And I do believe for those who show up at the door, any rider student ID will get in for free. And you guys have agreed that the first three people to show up get an autographed CD of your newest album.
Right, right.
Yeah, I'd like to add on to this that rider students get free backstage laminates to hang out with the band. So if they're interested...
I don't know that management has approved
approach
that.
Approach me, apparently.
I feel... If you
promise.
And you can walk directly up to P and...
I have the laminates.
I don't recommend it. I would have to be honest. Either before or after the gig.
There's nothing more exciting than being pressed up against your favorite rock star backstage
gig. I do agree with you there, P, but it can be a dangerous... It can be a dangerous experiment for the uninitiated.
Indeed.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, if you guys don't mind, I'm going to take this opportunity to get the palates wet of your listeners and play one a song off your album. Is there one in particular that you'd like me to play?
I think we're going to go with "I Am a Giant." It's the first song on the album, and it's one of our favorites.
So, all right,
that's what I recommend.
All right, great. Well, this is "I Am Giant," and you're listening to 107.7 The Bronx, WRRC.
When I was 100 feet, I thought I was
iPhones for planets are Apple cores. What can they see? They can't stop me!
The Bronc.
Well, our time is at an end, guys. I want to thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for taking the long trip from New York all the way down to here.
Wunderbar, Mike. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure, Mike. We're glad to be here.
Fantastic.
And thanks for having us, Mike.
And hopefully we get a lot of people out to see your show. I know I'll be there. And we'll see. What time does the show start?
10:30
for us.
I believe doors are at 8 and the first band goes on at 9 o'clock.
Do you know who you're playing with?
Yes, that would be Demo is coming on at midnight and Satellite Hearts is going to open the show at 9 o'clock.
All right, excellent. Well, you've heard it from the band, you've heard it from me. Well, you've heard it from the band and you've heard it from me. Hope to see you all there tomorrow night, 8 o'clock at McGuinn's. Don't forget, if you got a rider ID, you get in for free. And the first three people are going to get an autographed CD. Now, when these guys hit mega platinum, super duper platinum, which is above platinum, trust me, I've been there. I've seen it.
We've all been there. Yes.
And we all have platinum in our pants here in this band.
That being said, I'm going to call TMI, and we're going to sign off. Thank you so much for being with us, guys.
See you later, Mike.
See you at the
Thanks,
show.
Thanks, Mike.
107.7 The Bronc.
We're cranking it up and kicking it old school.